From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Hydro One President and CEO Mark Poweska says a $17 billion project over the 5 years of 2023 through 2027 will modernize the grid province-wide. In Timmins today, he said the Ontario Energy Board is being asked to approve what he calls a comprehensive investment plan. Poweska says it will improve reliability by 25% as climate change and economic challenges face Ontario. The project itself will support businesses and jobs.
And we will be using local suppliers and businesses and Indigenous businesses as much as possible to complete this work.
It will also result in your hydro bill going down in 2023, increasing by less than the inflation rate over the following 4 years. The man once known as the Voice of the North has died in his hometown of Timmins. Dan Kelly was given that moniker during his 30-plus year career at CKGB Radio. He was also a member of Town Council and the First City Council. Kelly died at home in his sleep on Saturday at 85. An extensive search for a missing man north of Ross Avenue finally found him this morning. The search began early in the evening and continued well into the night before taking a break. Shortly after it resumed, citizens spotted the man and reported it. He was taken into custody to address his well-being. City police were joined by OPP drone technicians and emergency response team, as well as their canine team and one from the MNRF. The paramedic service provided logistical support. A traffic complaint has South Porcupine OPP looking for a blue Mazda SUV and its driver. The complaint was filed Saturday night at about 7 from Highway 144 near Matagami First Nation Road. If you can help the OPP, call them directly or anonymously through Crime Stoppers. There are no new cases of COVID-19 in the Porcupine Health Unit region today. Along with that, one more case is considered resolved, leaving 6 currently active. We've had 2,160 cases during the pandemic. And finally this afternoon, don't shoot me, I'm only the messenger. Your morning cup of coffee is going to get more expensive. The price of coffee in Canada has been steadily rising since the beginning of the year, but with recent frost in Spain and record freight costs to ship beans abroad, the price of them is now at a 7-year high. That increase is expected to be passed along to the consumer, so you might want to stock up now. For these stories and more, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.